USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Association of Realtors says the average price of an existing home is hitting an all-time high. The group saying it hit $375,300 in March. That's a 15% jump from 2021. Meantime, sales of existing homes has dropped as mortgage rates rose. They fell by 2.7% in March. The protests of Russia's war against Ukraine are ongoing. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen joining counterparts in a walkout during a G20 meeting. Fed Chair Jerome Powell also walked out during the session in D.C. Yellen recently told a House hearing that it cannot be business as usual for Russia in global financial affairs. This as the United States is set to announce more sanctions against Russia. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The price of gas is creeping back up.
Gas prices continue to rise. They're up a penny to $4.11 a gallon, according to AAA this week. This is the third day in a row that the national average price for regular is up. The lowest price gas in the country is in Georgia, where the statewide average is $3.71 a gallon. The most expensive gas in America, California, statewide average is down to $5.69 a gallon. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An investigation is ongoing after Secret Service officers shot and killed an intruder at the Peruvian ambassador's home in Washington, D.C.
The officers fired those tasers. They did not take effect, and as these weapons did not take effect, ultimately the officers end up pulling their service weapons, firing shots, and this person is now deceased.
Metro D.C. Police Chief Robert Canty saying the man had smashed windows with a metal stake when Secret Service agents arrived. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The defamation trial of Johnny Depp is continuing Wednesday in a Virginia courtroom. Wednesday, the actor was testifying in his defamation case against his former wife, actress Amber Heard. Depp claiming that he suffered a lot of verbal abuse in his marriage with Heard, including attacks on his parenting ability when he was taking care of their children.
Ms. Heard would tell me what a bad father I was, and that I had no idea how to parent.
The company producing the movie Rust has been fined roughly $137,000 by New Mexico after the filming cinematographer was shot and killed on the set last year. New Mexico Environment Department Cabinet Secretary James Kinney says that their investigation found that industry standards were not followed.
Our OSHA investigators have determined that Rust Production failed in their obligation to provide a workplace free of recognized hazards.
Jurors have acquitted a former doctor from Central Ohio accused of 14 counts of murder. Dr. William Husell was accused of ordering lethal amounts of fentanyl and other drugs for ICU patients at a hospital between 2015 and 2018. The jury deliberated for just over a week after hearing 53 prosecution witnesses and one witness for the defense. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.